A gewaltige day. It's Simen Samech Tes. We're learning the laws of Pores al Hashma, and we'll learn in a minute what that means. B'shem Kol Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch writes, I'll summarize. If 10 people are davening in the same area, but they didn't daven an Amidah, they didn't daven a normal davening together, apparently only after people were done davening Shemona Esrei, did they get the minyan. So something that we could do to still get some extra kedusha, it's called Pores al Shema. So basically that means we'll say Baruch Hu, and someone and all the nine will answer. We nowadays do this at the end of davening very often. In the olden days of Shulchan Aruch Reitz, one could say Baruch Hu and even continue and say Yotzer HaMe'orot, but nowadays the custom is just to say Baruch Hu. In addition, one can say the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei aloud, and then say Kedusha. And even though you didn't daven with a minion together, you then marviach, you get the inyane Kedusha, which you need 10 people to say. So this is a very praiseworthy, wonderful thing to do in the event that you missed a minyan. You could also, by the way, make a Kriyas HaTorah, even if you didn't have a minyan for tefillah. This is very often what we do at the Kotel when we're making bar mitzvahs for boys. The Moshe Feinstein points out, based on the Mishnah Brura, that the 10 only helps you do inyane devarim shebekdusha. So to daven, for it to be counted as a minyan, you need 10 Jews, 10 men who have not davened. It's not good enough to have rove, to have 6 men who daven and 4 who are answering. That will help you to say Kedusha. That will help you for Baruch Hu. But to be considered a Tefillah B'Minyan, there we would actually need 10 daveners. So always we should strive to have 10 daveners. The second Se'if in the Shulchan Aruch points out that a blind person can say the bracha of Yotzer HaMe'orot, even though we might have thought that he can't see the sun, so how can he bless on it? But he still benefits from the sun and the moon and from other people who benefit from it. Similarly, a blind person can bless on Pukeach Ivrim because he benefits from others who are blind, who are not blind, who can help him. And one last note of the dirshu on this siman. We have a custom to say Kaddish before Baruch Hu, at least those according to Nusach Sfarad and Sfaradim. Many Ashkenazim don't. And the Tehillim, which is said, is Ha'omdim Bevet Hashem, which talks about night, Ha'omdim Bevet Hashem, but Leilot specifically. And the idea is to have some words of Torah, and then we go into Baruch Hu from words of Torah, which is a praiseworthy thing. So that's why you'll hear sometimes people saying Tehillim, and then Kaddish, and then Baruch Hu at Maariv. Just to sum up, if you missed having a minyan, you could do Baruch Hu, you could do Kedusha, and you can do Kriyas HaTorah, Derech Agav, but you need 10 people who have not yet davened in order to get Tefillah B'Minyan. Oh, I forgot to note, and nowadays, the custom is to only allow a person who has not yet davened to lead the Baruch Hu or the Kedusha. Whereas originally in the time of Shulchan Aruch, it could have been anyone, technically, but our minhag is to dafka, try to do it with someone who hasn't davened, and that gets you out of a lot of sveikus. All right, that's Siman Samech Tes of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, I'm trying to do highlighting all the most relevant aspects of each se'if in the Shulchan Aruch. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you spread it to the world. And I hope you have a beautiful day filled with Torah.